This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Australia has one of the highest pet ownership rates in the world, with approximately 61% of households owning a pet. Yet thousands of pets go into shelter or are rescued every year. By adopting or fostering an animal from a shelter, not only will you be able to enjoy their companionship, you're also giving them a second chance in life. Kieran Watson from the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, better known as the RSPCA, says around 30,000 animals enter their New South Wales shelter alone every year, with cats being the highest at 15,000, followed by dogs at 10,000. Other animals include livestock such as horses, pigs, roosters, as well as rabbits, birds and fish. At the RSPCA, like most pet rescue organisations, the animals are medically and behaviourally assessed, vaccinated, microchipped and de-sexed before they're put up for adoption at a low fee.
For a great low price, getting a great quality animal that's going to love you unconditionally. If you were to buy a pet online or a pet store, you might not know where that pet has come from. You might not know what issues it has long term. You don't know how it's been bred, what conditions it's been living in before you adopt it. So it's really hard to know, A, if you're getting an animal who's in great health, B, if you're getting an animal that's been treated right.
To adopt a pet from the RSPCA, you can either check out their Adopt a Pet website or go directly to your closest RSPCA shelter. During the adoption process, a staff member will firstly talk to you about the animal and make sure it's the best match for your family and lifestyle.
When you adopt from the RSPCA or any rescue shelter, you're giving a pet a second chance, which is a great feeling to have. You're getting a pet that, you know, is wanting a home. They're in the shelter, they're being cared for, but what they want more is routine and stability. So knowing that you're giving that to a pet who's going to love you unconditionally is such a great feeling.
You can also adopt a pet from many of the local rescue centres. Kari Mitchell has been an advocate for rescuing and rehoming stray cats for many years. She adopted a mother cat and her kitten through her local cat rescue organisation 4 years ago.
There are so many rescue cats and there are so many stray cats, and I follow a number of rescue groups, not just my local one. And, you know, you see these colonies in industrial areas of stray cats that people have been feeding for decades, and of course that they just breed and breed and breed. And so I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I wasn't sort of adding to the cat breeding issue.
Adopting cats that may have spent most, if not all, their lives on the streets can be challenging. It took Kari's mother cat 18 months before she was comfortable enough to sit on her lap. Yet there is a profound sense of achievement in adopting such challenging pets.
The cats have really changed the dynamic in the household as well. My 15-year-old is autistic and he is quite obsessed with the cats. He's always around them, and they seem to have really brought him out of his shell as well. You know, there's a sense of achievement and nurturing as well in giving, you know, animals a home that would otherwise potentially have no hope.
Adopting a pet is a huge commitment and one that lasts for the lifetime of that animal. If you're looking for pet companionship but you cannot commit for a long term due to the responsibilities or financial difficulties of pet ownership, foster care could be a great alternative. Sydney Dogs and Cats Home is one of the many organisations offering foster care programs for lost and stray animals.
Foster carers are like literal lifesavers, so that in itself is an advantage. You know, it's so heartwarming to see the animals grow and thrive in your care. And then when you see them get adopted, it just feels like a sense of achievement.
Anyone can become a foster carer. There are no requirements, but suitability will be assessed and the animal will be carefully picked to match your lifestyle. Monica Locasio has been fostering a new dog or puppy every few weeks. She likes the flexibility to travel whilst enjoying the companion of a pet. Her role is to train the animals to become good house dogs so that they can find their forever homes.
I do this journal for them, for the shelter and the potential adopters, so that they can read about the dog, good and bad. I shouldn't say bad, because there's no bad dogs. They're just untrained and they just need guidance.
When you welcome a pet to your home for the first time, you may be blindsided by their cuteness, particularly if it's a young one. And perhaps it will be hard to imagine that one day the animal could become ill or seriously injured. Hanako Ogawa is an emergency and critical care veterinarian in Sydney's North Shore. Dr. Ogawa says she's seen too many unfortunate cases where an animal had to be put down simply because the owners could not afford the medical bills.
Really, from my bottom heart, I would like any pet owners to consider to get their pet insurance. If not, just save up the money just for your pet so that you can be prepared for those times in need.
March is Pet Stock Assist's National Pet Adoption Month, which aims to educate and raise awareness of pet adoption and foster care placement. If you're thinking about welcoming a pet into your family, consider adopting or fostering one that is looking for a loving home.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.